Welcome to the audio selections from the March 2007 issue of the Phi Delta Kappan, the seventh issue in Volume 88. I'm Bob Cole, former editor of the Kappan. We are providing PDK members and Kappan subscribers with these recorded articles, which can be downloaded in audio format for later listening while commuting, while exercising, or whenever it's impossible or inconvenient to read the printed magazine. This month's Audio Kappan features three selections. First, in the lead article, Radically Redefining Literacy Instruction, Mike Schmoker argues that having students read provocative texts guided by well-chosen questions and then debate and write about those texts will promote higher test scores, intellectual development, and a substantial narrowing of the achievement gap. Schmoker's is the first of three articles that deal with authentic literacy in this issue. Our second audio feature, What I Learned About Teaching at the Great Wall of China by Gary Squire, is the tale of a 30-year teacher who learned a great deal about himself and his teaching while he instructed a classroom full of Chinese teachers of English. Finally, David Gardner examines the causes of and remedies for the achievement gap between white students and minority students, a gap he saw firsthand during his long tenure as a teacher in the Seattle Public Schools. The print version of the March 2007 Kappan features two companions to Schmoker's lead article. In the first, Farewell to a Farewell to Arms, Douglas Fisher and Gay Ivey propose abolishing the time-honored tradition of the whole-class novel. In the second, Getting Children into Books, Engagement in Authentic Reading, Writing, and Thinking, William Teal and his colleagues describe the Into Books program that connects members of the community to students through shared reading and the exchange of letters. Also in the March 2007 Kappan is an exchange between Alfie Cohn, whose September article questioned the ways educational research is reported, and Bob Marzano and Deborah Pickering, two of those whose reporting Cohn challenged.